Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I was told by the person organizing the class that I should speak on text number 10 today. He said, since Prabhuji read to text number 9, but there's a small problem. Text number 8 is written on the board. So with the permission of the Vaishnavas, we can chant responsibly maybe one time text number 8. There's no exact meter for it. And then I'll read text 9 and 10 and the purport for text 10. Satatra tatra gaganatalu udupati eva vimana vali bir anupatam amarapari vridair abhi pujamanaha patti patti cha varutasaha siddha gandharva sadhya charna muniganair upagiyamano gandhamadana dronim avabhasayan Upa-sar-sapa. Others want to chant? Okay, that's easier. As Lord Brahma descended the great swan, all the residents of the planets named Siddhalok, Gandharvalok, Sadyalok and Charnalok, as well as great sages and demigods flying in their different airplanes, assembled within the canopy of the sky to receive Lord Brahma and worship him. As he received respect and adoration from the residents of the various planets, Lord Brahma appeared just like the full moon surrounded by illuminating stars. Lord Brahma's great swan then arrived at the border of Gandhamadana Hill and approached Prince Priyabrata, who was sitting there. Tachahava enam devasir hangsayanena pitaram bhagavantam hiranyagarbam upalabhamanaha sa hasaivaut. Tayaharanena sahapita putrabhyam avahitanjalir upataste. Lord Brahma, the father of Narad Muni, is the supreme person within this universe. As soon as Narad saw the great swan, he could understand that Lord Brahma had arrived. Therefore, he immediately stood up along with Swayambhuva Manu and his son Priyabrata, whom Narad was instructing. Then they folded their hands and began to worship Lord Brahma with great respect. Text number 10. Bhagavan api bharata tad upanitahana sukta vaktena titaram udita guna gana gana avatara sujaya Priyabratam adipurushastam sadaya Hasavaloka iti havocha. My dear King Parikshit, because Lord Brahma had finally descended from Satyalok to Bhulok, Narad Muni, Prince Priyabrata, and Swayambhuva Manu came forward to offer him objects of worship and praise him in highly qualified language according to Vedic etiquette. At that time, Lord Brahma, the original person of this universe, felt compassion for Priyabrata and, looking upon him with a smiling face, spoke to him as follows. Please repeat. My dear King Parikshit, because Lord Brahma had finally descended from Satyalok to Bhulok, Narad Muni, Prince Priyabrata, and Swayambhuva Manu came forward to offer him objects of worship and to praise him in highly qualified language according to Vedic etiquette. At that time, Lord Brahma, the original person of this universe, felt compassion for Priyabrata. And looking upon him with a smiling face, spoke to him as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. That Lord Brahma descended from Satyalok to see Priyabrata indicates that the matter was very serious. Narad Muni had come to advise Priyabrata about the value of spiritual life, knowledge, renunciation, and bhakti. And Lord Brahma knew that Narad's instructions were very impressive. Therefore, unless Lord Brahma personally went to Gundamadana Hill to request Priyabrata, Lord Brahma knew that Prince Priyabrata would not accept his father's order. Brahma's purpose was to break Priyabrata's determination. Therefore, Brahma first looked upon Priyabrata with compassion. His smile and compassionate features also indicated that although Brahma would request Priyabrata to accept household life, Priyabrata would be out of touch with devotional service. By the blessings of a Vaishnav, everything is possible. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Kripa Siddhi, or perfection attained simply by the blessings of a superior person. One usually becomes liberated and perfect by executing the regulated principles set down in the Shastras. Nonetheless, many persons have achieved perfection simply by the blessings of a spiritual master or superior. Priyabrata was a grandson of Lord Brahma, and as a joking competition sometimes takes place between grandson and grandfather, in this case also, Priyabrata was determined to remain in meditation, whereas Brahma was determined that he rule the universe. Thus, Lord Brahma's affectionate smile and glance meant, "My dear Priyabrata, you've decided not to accept household life, but I've decided to convince you that you must accept it." Actually, Brahma praised Priyabrata for his high standard of renunciation, austerity, penance, and devotion, so that he would not be deviated from devotional service, even though he would accept household life. In this verse, one important word is sukta vakena, parentheses, by Vedic hymns. In the Vedas, there is the following prayer to Lord Brahma. Hiranya garba samavartagagre bhutasya jataha patir eka asit. Brahma was received with the appropriate Vedic hymns, and because he was welcomed according to the Vedic etiquette, he was very pleased. So, I beg apology from the Vaishnavas. This morning I have to leave a little early, so I'm going to finish a few minutes before time and try to give a few minutes for questions. So please forgive me for that. So, there's so many wonderful points in this verse and purport. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Pratishloke, Pratyakshare, Nanartakoi. In each and every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's unlimited meanings. Bhayam Dvitiya Benivesita Shat. This verse from 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada translates it in at least four different ways, in very different ways. If you look in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in different purports and places where he quotes this verse is quoted. Mm-hmm. So prati shloke, and each and every verse has different meanings. And prati akshare, nanartakoi, and each and every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam has unlimited meaning. If Ananta Sesh would try to explain even one syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, all of eternity wouldn't be enough time with his millions of mouths. Such is Srimad Bhagavatam. If some very tiny, insignificant, conditioned soul like ourself. So this morning, I would like to address just a couple sentences in this purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, by the blessings of a Vaishnav, everything is possible. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Kripa Siddhi, or perfection, attained simply by the blessings of a superior person. So the subject matter that we'd like to speak about this morning is Dibya Kripa, or divine mercy. And how do we get that? What is the channel for that mercy? This is a very important question. I think, please raise your hand. Would anyone here like to get mercy? Raise your hand. So then I have some requests from all of you. I'd like to read some prayers to you, which appeared in the beginning of a very nice book. It's called Abhiram Lilamrita. And it's written by a direct disciple of Abhiram Thakur, who wrote it on the order of his Guru Maharaj, Abhiram Thakur. And this is part of his Mangalacharna, which is a very appropriate meditation for us this morning. I'll sing this, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Jaya Jaya Gora Bhakta Kori Nibidan Abhimana Pare Mora Kora Habandan Bolo Hare Krishna. In the beginning of his book, this is where all of you come in, he offers prayers to all of you. He offers prayers to all the readers. Jaya Jaya Gora Bhakta Kori Nibedan. My dear devotees, this is also our prayer this morning. My dear devotees, Abu. He's praying Abhirama, we could say Radha Krishna Gora Sundamura, Karaha Vandana. Please give me shelter so that I can speak some katha this morning.
Kataraha iya bhuli kava paritran Maya jale pare mui hayu agyan
Bolo
Hare Krishna.
Kataraha iya bhuli, I'm calling out, I'm crying to all the devotee listeners. Tilak Ramdas is a very exalted Vaishnav. Calling out to all the listeners? Don't we usually think the speaker is more important than the listener? It's not true. The listener is more important. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada went places, once I know of in Australia, and once in Paris, France. And the people there started yelling at Srila Prabhupada. There were some crazy hippies in both cases. And they were calling Srila Prabhupada names and causing trouble. And Prabhupada stopped the class. And he said, just do kirtan. The most qualified speakers there. But nothing came out because there was no proper listener. On the other hand, all of you who may try to tell me that you're very fallen and very low because you're all exalted Vaishnavas, and that's a symptom of an exalted Vaishnav. They consider themselves to be the lowest. You may say, I have no qualification as a speaker. But I think probably all of you here have had experienced at least once or twice, I hope, that you were speaking to some new person about Krishna. And that person maybe became very interested and was asking questions. And then suddenly, so many things started coming out of your mouth. And maybe you were even, this come out of my mouth? because a qualified listener was there. So he's praying, please save me. I'm unconscious. Maya jali pari mui hainu again. I'm unconscious in the web, the net of Maya.
Padiya bistar kupe daki bare bare. Patita bolia jina nakari ho more bolo. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Where have I fallen?
Huh?
A nice place.
Huh?
Padiya bishara kupe. I've fallen into the stool pit of material life. And there, daki, bari bari. Jai Shishi Goni Tai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Sham Sundarja. I'm calling out again and again, my dear devotees. Patita bolia grina na kori homore. Don't hate me because I'm such a fallen person. And then he prays to all of you, and I'm also praying.
Shire dhari vande rame sabbara charam Tuti nati pani jina nahi jayaman bolo.
Hare Krishna. Sri Dhari Vandi Ami Sabara Charan. He says that I take the dust of the feet of all of you on my head. And I pray to you. Very important. Kuti nati pani jina nahi jayaman. Please don't let kuti nati, fault finding, diplomacy, politics, let that be my destination. This is very important. This is his Mangalacharna for his service. What is the purpose of his service? The purpose of his service is he wants to get the mercy, the kripa, the anugraha of his Guru Maharaj. And this is what we do when we begin that service. We pray to the Vaishnavas. And we pray, you please remove the obstacles that stand in the way of me getting that mercy. What are those obstacles? Kutinati, politics and diplomacy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Saraleta hi Vaishnava, that the qualification, the symptom of a Vaishnava, simple, no politics, no diplomacy. And such a person who's so simple, they get the mercy of the Lord. But if there's some kutinati, some politics, some labha puja pratistha, some desire for profit, adoration, and distinction, then how will I get mercy? Why will my Gurudev, why will the Vaishnavas be pleased with me?
Bhavishad Vaishnava para kori esmaran Sabe mili sura koro mora dushtaman bolo.
Hare Krishna. Remembering the feet of all you Vaishnavas, I pray to all of you, you please purify my wicked mind. So this terrible desire for kutinati and lab puja pratisa doesn't come to my mind. Because then, how will I get kripa? And how can I be a kripa bandar, a container for that kripa? How can we help to distribute that? He says, I have a problem.
Boba hoye achi ami kao katan jabalao bole ami kore nibedan bolo.
Hare Krishna. I'm dumb. I can't speak. But they asked me to come here and sit on this place today. But I'm a dumb person. What can I do? So I'm praying to all of you. Korinivedan, you be kind to me and allow me to speak according to your direction. Giri langi vena tate pangu jana andate dile chakshu deke tara gana bolo Hare Krishna. Sehi mata sabe mile koro ho asvas Abhiram lila kichu kore je prakash Hare Krishna. So he says something very, very encouraging. He says that someone who's crippled, someone who has no legs, a lame person, he may want to cross a mountain. And a blind man, he may want to see the stars. But how can they do that? So then he prays to the devotees. My dear merciful Vaishnavas, in the same way, allow me to manifest something of the pastimes of Abhiram Thakur. So Prabhupada says, by the blessings of a Vaishnava, everything is possible. How do we get those blessings of the Vaishnava? What does it mean? What is the importance of getting the blessings of a Vaishnava? Sometimes we say, well, I can just chant Hare Krishna. I'll just read the books. In one lecture in Mumbai, I think in 1972, Srila Prabhupada said, you must approach Guru. Otherwise, you won't understand. He said, some people say, what is the use of accepting Guru? I'll just read the book. And Prabhupada says something very beautiful. He says, of course, they have a very bad experience. Do you know anybody like that? I know a few people like that who had some bad experience. And they say, what is the use of accepting a guru? I'll just read the book. And then Prabhupada said a very strong thing. He said that you may read Bhagavad Gita 100 times. You may read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times, but you won't understand a single word because you haven't approached Acharyavan Purusho Veda. If you want to understand Shastra, you must, you have no choice, you must accept Guru. Because there's two embodiments of Bhagavat. Duistani Bhagavata. Eka, Kori Granta. One is the Granta Bhagavat. And our Krishna Kripa Patra. The other is the Bhakta Bhagavat, the devotee Bhagavat. And if we want to understand the book Bhagavat, we have to approach the Bhakta Bhagavat. We have to get mercy from the devotee. We want mercy of Krishna. We did a poll, and we found everybody in this room wants the mercy of Krishna. How do we get that mercy? We need to find Krishna Kripa, the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada, he describes in Krishna book, in chapter 87, very nice statement, a devotee's transcendental position within this material world is maintained in the association of pure devotees simply by hearing the glorious activities enacted by the Lord in different ages and in different incarnations. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. Our transcendental position. You have some transcendental position. You may say no, but I say yes. You're here in Vrindavan. You're coming before the... You're chanting Hare Krishna. If you're chanting Hare Krishna, that's something of a transcendental position. And that transcendental position, it's very difficult to maintain within this material world. Prabhupada says it's maintained in the association of pure devotees. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido. Third canto Bhagavatam says that mamavirya samvido, by hearing Krishna katha, Satam prasangam, from a pure devotee. Then this is a rasayana kata, the thing which will cure us of our disease, of material life. We must hear from that. In the West, they have a saying that 7 days without pizza makes one weak, W-E-A-K, makes you a weak person. That's not our slogan. We say that 7 days without Krishna Katha makes one weak. Or even more appropriately, 1 day without Krishna Katha makes one weak. Because tava katamritam tapta jivanam. Krishna Katha is our life. Krishna Katha comes satam prasangam mamaviri, from the lotus mouth of the satjana, a pure devotee. In the commentaries, our acharyas are described, the satam prasangam has two meanings. One is the satmuk, or the lotus mouth of a pure devotee. Another meaning, which we're fortunate to hear, is that it means pure Krishna Katha. It means you repeat what you've heard without changing it. And then we also can associate with pure devotees, even though we are a suragvakta, or a speaker with material desires. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha says, we don't want to hear from such a person. We want to hear from the niragvakta. So then what am I doing here? We don't want to hear from me. You don't want to hear how I met my wife, and some romantic stories, and my childhood with my mother. This would be an offense to the Vaishnav Sangha. We want to hear Krishna Katha. But I'm not a pure person. So what we have to do then is we have to speak pure Krishna Katha. We repeat what we've heard. We repeat from the previous acharyas. And we don't think it belongs to us. And if we do that, then this is also mamavirya samvido. This is also satam prasangam. This is also bona fide association. Just as a note, what is the necessity of the prefix before the word sangha, prasanga, in this verse? Vishwanath in Saritha Darshan, he gives a little hint. What is the meaning of satam sangha? It means sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means you should be honest. Sadhu sangha means you should come to Mangal Artik. You should take bath every day. You should take care of your family. You should chant japa. You should give donations to the temple. You should be a good person. This is satam sangha. So then, what is the necessity of the prefix pra in this verse? Vishwanath says that the prefix pra there, prasanga, means something even more. Something more than religiosity. It means topics directly about Krishna. In case anyone has forgotten, this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we should hear about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given us Krishna book, and he wants us to read it, and he even wants us to speak about it. We should discuss the topics about Krishna, because those topics are rasayana katha. The topics, satam sangam, just ordinary topics about religiosity and honesty, etc., this won't purify your heart in the same way. We need to directly hear Krishna Katha. So this is a very important thing. This is a purpose of our society. In the 10th canto, chapter 88, Krishna speaks to Yudhisthira, famous verse, about how he gives his anugraha. Anugraha is a synonym for kripa. Anugraha means to be pleased with, to show mercy. So how do I give my anugraha? Yashaham anugrami harishe taddanam shanai tatodanam tujantyasya swajana dukadukitam. If I really like someone, I take everything away from them. Very nice. Raise your hand. Be honest. We're in an assembly of close friends. Be honest. How many of you really think this is mercy? By itself. Some do. Kunti Devi says like this. Janmaisriya Shuta Shibir, Edamana Madapuman, Nayavahartya Bidatum Vai, Tomakinchana Gocharam. I have four problems, she said. First problem, I have a very exalted birth. Second problem, I have too much money. Big problem. I have too much education. Fourth problem I have, I'm too beautiful. Because when I have these problems, I can't cry out to you. Therefore, vipadashantu tassa svatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat I remember when I was growing up, there was a song, the greatest of the sadists and the masochists too, screaming, please hit me and I'll hit you. That's not our program. Mm-hmm. It's not that the devotees are sadists or masochists. If you don't know the meaning of these words, a sadist or a masochist is someone who likes pain. Give me pain. Very good. Huh? If we say that yashahamanagridami, that harishita dhanamshanai, that simply losing everything means you've gotten the mercy of the Lord, then oh, why is it that all the bums the Bowery in New York or in other poor places in the world, people who are homeless, people who have no money, who have nothing, why aren't they all devotees? And in fact, you can correct me, Srila Prabhupada was staying in the Bowery, and as far as I know, not one of those persons became a devotee. But Krishna says, Harishita Dhanamshanai, this is Madanugraha, my mercy to take everything away. He goes on to further describe, Tatodhanam Tvajanjasya Svajana Dukha Dukitam. It gets better. When you lose all your money, then all your friends and family, they don't want to see you anymore. You're useless. Go away. You have no money. We don't want to be your friend. I'll say something a little unpalatable. Please forgive me, but it's true. Sometimes in our society, we love devotees when they're collecting lots of money. But then after some time, they decide to get married, or maybe something happens and they can't collect so much anymore. And then sometimes we don't care about them anymore. Strong statement. So, fortunately, Krishna further describes in the next verse, the second installment of his mercy. Sayata vitato dyogo nyavinasya dhanehaya matparai krita maitrasya kurishi madanugraham. This is my anugraha. And this is a litmus test. With a litmus paper, you can stick it in water, and you can see if it's acidic or if it's alkaline. You can see by the color it turns. So there's also a litmus test to see who's our real friend, to see who's a real devotee. The litmus test is when you lose your money, do they still love you? If someone comes and gives 20 lakhs to the temple, a garland, and we love them, but maybe the person is a boat budmas, a big rascal. And he's smoking and drinking, but he gives some money. And we give him a garland and we clap our hands. And then someone else comes in off the street and they haven't taken bath in a few days because they have no place to take bath. And they have nothing. And maybe that person comes and is standing in front of the deities and is crying in ecstasy. And maybe we come and say, excuse me, you have to leave. We don't want you here. You don't smell good. It's a great test. It's a great test of our society. And it's not just something we can cure in a Bhagavatam class, but it takes collective consciousness. It takes some time. So Krishna further describes what is his anugraha. Sayada vidato yogo nivina syadanehaya. When that person becomes frustrated, I've worked so hard to make money. I gave so much money to my family. I bought a car for my daughter. I gave her an education. I gave everything to them. But then when I lost my money, they don't care for me anymore. What is the value of all my hard work? What is the value of making this money with it? I'm not going to pursue happiness by trying to make money anymore. And he stops. And at that time, Krishna says, oh, now I'll give him my mercy. Matparai Krita Maitrasya. At that time, you make friends with the devotees, real devotees, who don't care if you've taken bath for a week or not, or don't care how much money you have, but they see the quality of your heart. That's a real devotee. Kurishe Maranugraham. This is how I give my mercy. Therefore, the devotee is Krishna Kripa Patra. He's the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. In his Artha Darshani verse, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the words, Kurishe Maranugraham, I give my mercy, Vishwanath says, will be better stated that I give my mercy in the form of my very self. Krishna Kripa Srimurti is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy, that Sri Guru Vaishnava. And by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, everything is possible. And if we don't get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we can't do anything. It's described in the Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami quotes Deva Dyuti in the Padma Purana. Bhaktir yataharo mesti tadvarishta guru yadi mamasti tena satyena sandarshayatu me hari. He says that for me, devotion to my guru is more important than devotion to Krishna. He says, if I'm devoted to my guru, then Krishna will personally reveal himself to me. Again in the Padma Purana, Achayitva tu govindam tadiyam nachayetu yaha nasa bhagavato geya kebal smitaha. One who worships Krishna but doesn't worship his devotee is not a devotee. He's only a pretender. We have to worship the devotee. This is what Krishna says. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta sate janaha. That person who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But mad bhakta nam cha ye bhakta ste me bhakta chamo mataha. That person is a devotee of my devotee. He's my real devotee. This Krishna reserves the right to be seen only by those persons whom he wants. And that mercy is given when we take shelter of Sri Guru. And how do we worship Sri Guru? It's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Tate Krishna bhaje kore guru ru sevan maya jala chute pai Krishna hacharan bolo Hare Krishna. Tate Krishna bhaje kore guru ru sevan. How do you worship your Gurudev? By chanting Hare Krishna. I worship my Gurudev by worshiping Krishna. Not that I chant my Gurudev's pranam mantra on my beads. Oh Gurudev, I have so much Guru Bhakti. Your Gurudev will be very angry. No, you chant Krishna's name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's instructed us in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jadiyama prati sneha take sabakar tabe Krishna vyati rikta nagahibe arbolo Hare Krishna. He says, if you love me, you love my instructions. Don't chant him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, don't chant my name. Chant Krishna's name. That's my instruction. This is the instruction of the bona fide guru. We serve guru by worshiping Krishna. And when that happens, something very special happens. Sanatana Goswami, in the 44th verse in Krishna Lila Stava, says, Rupa namasrita vastita. That when someone Ashrita takes shelter of Krishna's form, Rup, and Nam, then an amazing thing happens. Krishna's form and Krishna's name enters into the devotee. This is Krishna Kripa Patra. And all of you, you're Krishna Kripa Patra. To the extent that you're chanting purely, and that you're coming to, before the deity to have darshan in a pure way, Krishna enters into your heart. And Krishna's manifest there. So this is a very important instruction, very important principle for us to learn from this purport today. Prabhupada writes, by the blessings of a Vaishnava, everything is possible. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Kripa Siddhi, or perfection attained simply by the blessings of a superior person. Because this is our movement. Our movement is meant that all the devotees are meant to become Krishna Kripa Patra. You're all meant to have Krishna enter into your body through the holy name, through Krishna's form, through Krishna Katha. And then you're meant to give that mercy to other people. This is how Krishna's mercy is distributed. So we'll stop there. I have to go. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandana Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo, Vancha Kalpadarubhishcha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namonam. Maybe we have time for one question. Somebody has something very quickly? Prabhuji, can you give him the...
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, in one canto, Prabhupada writes that one who is, if one thinks that his chanting is very offensive, Hare Krishna, then he can chant rounds of Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahamantra. And another thing in that same shloka, same purport, Prabhupada writes that if it's sometimes more, I'm paraphrasing, it's sometimes more conducive to chant Krishna's devotees' names than Krishna's name. So this is, I need clarification.
No,
because
it's a good point. So then the question comes, why don't we do that? Why, once Mexico City and the devotees, for like half an hour, they were chanting, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhu, for half an hour. And Prabhupada, he called for his devotees, he says, what are they doing? So tell them to stop that. Tell them to chant Hare Krishna. If there's more mercy in chanting the names of the Panchatattva, and Prabhupada says that, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, you're correct, then an obvious question comes, why don't we chant their names? Why am I wasting my time in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and my beads? There's 10 offenses to be considered. Why don't I just chant Goranam on my beads? And some people say to do that. Why did Srila Prabhupada tell us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra on our beads? Why do all of our previous acharyas tell us that? If there's so much mercy to be gotten by chanting Goranam. Because, here's a secret, we have a better program than chanting Goranam. What is the better program? Pleasing Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And therefore we say that Nama Yagya Maha Yagya Kalo Kama Sanasanam Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte Nama Yagya Samarpanam. This is a Samarpana mantra used by some Vaishnavas to offer their chanting. Nama Yagya Maha Yagya. This chanting of Hare Krishna, this is a Mahayagya. Kalo Kama Sanasanam. It'll destroy the evils of Kali. Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte. We're doing it because it's very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nama Yagya Samarpanam. And I'm offering it to him. This is a mystery of first initiation. There's no mantra given. They're chanting a mantra before initiation. It has no meaning. But it has a meaning. It has a deep meaning. First of all, they're chanting before because Sri Chaitanya Mukhodgyanar Hare Krishna Divarnikaha, Jiva Goswami describes in Bhakti Sandarbha that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Maha Mantra to everyone. So it's not necessary to give it. But then what is the first initiation? You're not getting a mantra, you're already chanting it before. First initiation means your Gurudev is accepting you. And there's a difference then between chanting before being accepted and chanting after being accepted. And when he's accepting you, before he's accepting you, Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavidgrayam Indriyai. You can't chant. Nabhavidgrayam Indriyai. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu says, it's Indriya Vyapara. The sense is engaged in the sense objects. You can't chant Krishna Nam. Nabhavidgrayam Indriyai. But Sevan Mukhi Hijivado Swayameva Sparatyadaha. When you begin to chant the same mantra with the same tongue as a service, then it manifests. So we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra as a service for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And sometimes we chant Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name. Sometimes we chant the name of our Gurudev. And there's mercy there. We want to attract their mercy. But even better than chanting their names is chanting Hare Krishna for their pleasure. Okay? So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.